the Texas coast has missed the environmental damage so far. Not that marine life that frequents our coast has gone untouched, but the more tangible effect for now has been economic worries over a long-term moratorium on deep-sea drilling. David Yoskowitz is an economics professor at Texas A&M University at Corpus Christi.
There's potentially 7,500 people that could be impacted in terms of employment if those offshore rigs aren't put to work. And if each one of those is making $60,000 to $80,000 a year, and if they go for just 6 months out of work, that's about $250 million. So that's real numbers.
Yoskowitz was part of a panel discussion organized by the Corpus Christi Chamber of Commerce. That part of Texas could see a large chunk of those lost wages. Chamber President Foster Edwards says the area is okay for now because most companies have a backlog of orders to keep them busy. But if the Obama administration implements a long-term drilling moratorium, then the economic problems will quickly multiply.
The company that builds the rig won't buy from supplies, steel or whatever. They won't buy the components like the housing unit I've talked about. The company that builds the housing unit won't be buying supplies and parts and components. I mean, you get down to the nitty-gritty is, if I don't have people working here anymore, I don't even need to buy toilet paper.
Those concerns have led to politicians in oil-producing areas to fight the moratorium. That includes former Houston Mayor Bill White.
Most people understand that if we consume petroleum, we could get it either from domestic sources or we could import it in tankers from countries whose environmental standards are much more lax than the United States in many cases.
It's easier to focus on economic arguments while Texas shores remain free of tar balls and oil-soaked animals. But that destruction is playing out on the shores of the four other Gulf states. Dr. Greg Stuntz reminded the audience at last week's Corpus Christi Chamber panel of how fragile the coast is and how damaged it will be from this oil leak. Stuntz is an associate professor of marine biology at Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
I mean, interestingly, by the time we finish this panel discussion, two more football fields will be gone of wetlands in Louisiana. And that's before oil impacts and hurricanes and things like that. That's just from other activities going on.
That's led environmental groups like the Sierra Club to call for a moratorium on offshore drilling. More often than not, those groups and their followers back Democrats in Texas. So what does that mean for candidate White, who does not support that stance? Eva Hernandez is with the Sierra Club.
We've endorsed Bill White, the Sierra Club has, and we see an opportunity right now to work with our governor in a way that we haven't in Texas in a long time, where we can have those conversations and look towards a future where we actually can create a clean energy economy.
Both White and Governor Rick Perry oppose the drilling moratorium. But White gets the environmental nod basically because environmentalists believe they can talk to him and he'll listen. White says when on the campaign trail, one thing he hasn't heard is people complaining about his stance on offshore drilling.
You know, personally, I'm not even, you know, I've been on the campaign trail for 18 months and I'm sure they're out there, but I haven't met people who've told me they oppose all drilling for oil and gas everywhere. I haven't met anybody like that.
One final point that may have Democrats glossing over White's drilling support. Democrats want to win so badly. Is Bill White the perfect environmental candidate? Maybe, maybe not. But Democrats think he's a heck of a lot better than Governor Perry, and that's why they'll vote for him. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.